Welcome to episode 571 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth and Anna. This week, we're heading to the stunning island of Curaçao, where another Outlander travel agent, Stacy, just spent a few unforgettable days at the breathtaking Marriott Beach Resort and the Renaissance Wind Creek. From turquoise waters and white sand beaches to mouthwatering cuisine and world-class amenities, Stacy's got the inside scoop on what makes this island a must-visit for your next getaway. So grab a tropical drink, kick back, and let's escape to Curaçao. So let's get started. Yeah. Welcome, Stacy.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah. I know. Well, it looked nice, though. Your pictures were awesome.
I guess I should. I'm happy to be back on the podcast. Not so happy to be back home from the island, because yes, it was fabulous.
Nice. So this is one of those travel agent trips, right, where you were a guest of the Marriott.
Yeah, and we did touched on that a little bit on the last podcast I was on. So I was a guest, and you know, we were invited to come and check it out, and so I was fortunate enough to get a lot of included amenities and activities to really kind of get to know the island. So very happy to be here to kind of share that with you guys.
Tell us all about how great your trip is. Is that what you're happy to be about?
Well, you know, I have to rub it in just a little.
So you started off at the Marriott Beach Resort Curaçao?
That's correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how many nights were you there?
So I got to spend 3 nights there, and I was in a oceanfront room with a king bed. So it's not considered a suite. It's just like a regular, you know, one of their regular rooms, but it was nice. Had a balcony. So when I stepped out onto my balcony, which was, it was a narrow balcony. Just enough room to kind of sit, no loungers, anything like that. But you are looking directly out at the ocean. So this particular rooms are closest to the ocean. Now, I was on the 3rd floor, so I couldn't just walk out onto the beach. But yeah, definitely could see the action going on.
Nice. So this is not an all-inclusive, right?
This resort is not an all-inclusive. Yeah. However, I did learn some things about an all-inclusive package that they do offer and was extended to us. If you stay 4 nights or more, you can add on this all-inclusive package for a price per person per night. And it includes all of your food, and it includes beverages, including alcoholic beverages. So I think it was definitely worth it. The Marriott, where it's located, is not in the middle of town. It is not far by any means, short taxi ride, but there are other resorts around that area, not a lot of restaurants. So if you are staying there, I think the value would be there to have that added on, because you didn't have to actually leave the resort to eat dinner, lunch, breakfast, and of course all the amazing cocktails that were included. I will just, you know, well, and Elizabeth loves her cocktails also. they had some amazing cocktails, and very much into the whole craft cocktail scene on this island, not just at this Marriott, but
Were all the drinks blue?
Actually, no. I didn't drink one blue drink while I was there.
Good for you. Don't get into that.
I didn't go for that. But the drinks were pretty amazing. So you can do an all-inclusive package to answer your question. You can also do just a breakfast package if you want to, or no meals. You know, can just, you know, do a resort stay with no options added.
So you mentioned the taxi ride. So it sounds like you did not rent a car. You just, you know, got there and stayed there.
Yeah. So I did not rent a car. We actually were picked up at the airport, brought to the resort, and then we did a tour later, and we might talk about that in a few minutes, but the tour company picked us up in a little van, little bus kind of vehicle. And then later, when I moved to a different resort, I was kind of, that was not part of the original fam that I was invited to. So I had to provide all my own transportation, and we did use taxis. Quite easy to get a taxi. There's an app you can use, but we mainly just asked the bellman at the hotel, like, could you please call us a taxi? No problem. Be here in a couple minutes. So very easy. And taxis take credit cards or cash. And I thought to just say that American U.S. dollar works there. You don't have to change out in any of your money, anything like that. So,
oh, nice.
Good.
Good to know.
Very easy.
That's awesome. So what stood out to you about this resort? What did you like about it?
I just liked that it was a very relaxing, very calm, very lush. So it's beautiful. It's not a huge resort. You have one big main pool, and then there was a smaller pool that was an adults only pool.
Ooh, nice.
But yeah, it was just very laid back. It's an open concept. So like you walk into the lobby and it is all open air. Very friendly. I mean, I feel like we were always greeted with a smile from all of the bartenders, wait staff, concierge, the front desk. Yeah, it's just super relaxing. Super. Even though there were families there, so it's not adults only. If you didn't have kids, I don't think they were like, it wasn't a resort where you felt like you were overrun by children. But then if you had a family, you definitely wouldn't feel out of place. There was kids club and activities for children. Of course, no water park, anything like that, that you might find at some big, larger kind of resorts. But yeah, okay. And then, of course, the beach. It's right on the beach, so.
Yeah. That's cool. I was going to ask that about, like, if you do have kids, you know. I know you just said no water parks.
No water park. Kids club, ping pong is available, and then some activities by the pool. But, I wouldn't say it was necessarily a child-focused resort, but, again, not that you would feel out of place bringing your children there.
Okay, cool. So what tour did you do? What did they?
Oh, so we got to do a walking tour in the, like the downtown area of Williamstad, the capital of the island. So we were picked up in the morning and then they brought us to, the downtown area. It was hot. I'm not going to lie. It was really warm, but it was worth it. Our guide was so amazing. She taught us, you know, a little bit of history. She walked us through some of the different squares, taught us a little bit about the history of the island, being that it was, you know, originally, well, of course, the native people who live there. But I think for just a little while, it was Spanish. And then, of course, it's Dutch. It's a Dutch island, and it's part of the Dutch Commonwealth, I think you say. So we learned, you know, how the bridges there are named after the Dutch royalty. We got to see what they call the swinging old lady. And this is the pontoon bridge that opens and closes to let boats in and out. It's a pedestrian bridge, but then it'll swing open when they need it to be open to let a ship in.
Without people on it,
yes.
Just hold on.
Everybody hang on. It's not a ride.
Yes, and actually, I guess at one time they let people stay on it and ride, but she said no more. They don't let people do that anymore. So they ring a bell. People have to, like, walk off, you know, get off the bridge, and then swings open. So yeah, it was a lot of history and just culture about their island. A little bit about the island, because I just mentioned a little bit of the history, is that the languages that the people speak there. One of the bartenders I was talking to at the resort, he spoke four languages. So, I mean,
I remember that when we were there about the tour guide.
Yeah, most people speak at least three, because they'll speak their native language. It's Papamento. I think I'm saying that right. Which is also spoken down in Aruba and Bonaire. So your ABC islands. Most of them speak Dutch, and then English is also one of the official languages. But there was also a lot of people speak Spanish as well. So
that's amazing.
I know, right?
I love that.
I mean, so this gentleman was speaking to us in English, turned to one of his coworkers, then they were speaking Papiamento, and then like another woman walked up right away. He just turned and just started conversing in Dutch. So it was pretty
cool. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So back to the resort. What is the Reef Club?
Oh, so the Reef Club is it's a club that you would have access to if you were if you had status with Marriott, with your Marriott Bonvoy points. But it is also something available that you can pay for if you're not you know, elite status or have a high enough status. And it's kind of like a little lounge where you can go and consume food and beverage there in the lounge. It also actually overlooked the water at this location. They served small bites. They told us for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So not like a full-on meal, but you could go in and get pastries and I said small bites. There was a small bar set up where you could get sodas and wine. And they had a couple bottles of liquor, which not really a bartender. So it's kind of just on your own, like if you wanted to just mix a little drink on your own. Wow. There was places you could sit for computer, like if you were working, there were computer tables set up and just like some lounge furniture. I did only get to tour it. I didn't get to experience it. Was not a huge area, but I will say when I was there, and of course this isn't their high season, there were maybe about five people in there, I'd say. So it was not crowded at all during that time.
So this isn't like club level, like you can book a club level room. It's not the same thing. It literally is for status not. Or
literally anyone, you know, whether you're in a suite or, you know, whatever room you've chosen, you can add that on, or you would get it free, from my understanding, if you had a certain status with Marriott.
Okay.
And maybe I misread something, but do some of the room categories include it or no?
I don't think so, but don't quote me on that, but that is not
how I might have just missed, was kind of doing a little looking into
that
property.
Yeah, that's not how it was explained to us, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to make sure you touch on with this resort before we move over to the...
I will just say that the beach was lovely. Like, there were actually two beaches, not a huge wide beach that you could like walk for miles, but lots of lounge chairs with umbrellas so you can get some shade. The pool itself was shady in some areas of the pool. There were some day beds, I think those go, that right now we're told that they are first come, first serve. Eventually they say they may start charging for those. But I just would bring water shoes because it is a little bit rocky, but just beautiful, clear water. I mean, just so nice. Oh, one more thing. You can, there is a dive shop right on the property. So if you are a diver or if you want to snorkel, you can certainly set that up right there at the resort.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Too bad Donna's not here. All right, cool. So that concluded your FAM, and then you did the Renaissance Wind Creek on your own?
So it did. So, you know, because we're travel agents and we're always trying to learn, I thought it, you know, going all that way, I wanted to experience one other property, just, you know, yeah. Knowledge. So mm-hmm. I thought visiting a different Marriott property might be nice for the comparison. So yes, I booked just for two nights at the Renaissance Wind Creek because mm-hmm. it was closer into the downtown area. In fact, it's just steps from the cruise port. You know, if there was a cruise ship, which there wasn't while we were there, but it would be pretty much parked outside your window if you had a mm-hmm. oceanfront room. Again, we did have an oceanfront room there. A little bit more set back because when you look out over the ocean, there's like some bars and things like that, a little green lawn area. So you're not as close.
You mean bars like drinking bars?
Bars like to have beverages, yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm just like, adult. I don't know what I was thinking.
this resort is, like I said, it's closer in, so you're right in the middle of the action. We were able to easily walk to restaurants to eat, have drinks if we wanted. The couple of different unique things about the Renaissance is, one, they have a casino, and it's the largest casino on the island. And so if you like to gamble, it's entertainment. Definitely, I was shocked at how low the table limits were compared to a friend of mine had just gone to Vegas, and she was saying it was hard to find a table where the minimum bets were less than $20, $25. Mm-hmm. The minimum bet at the roulette table here was $2. $2. I know, right? Wow. So, you know, you'd lose your money a lot slower if you
slower.
Unless you're just like, put it all on red.
Yes. The other thing is, because they're in town, this particular beach doesn't, this particular hotel doesn't have direct access to a beach. So they do, however, they've created this amazing zero entry pool. So it looks like a beach. They've brought in lots of sand. The umbrellas and lounge chairs are in the sand. And then the bottom of the pool has sand. And they told us that they use filtered seawater. So it's basically like a huge saltwater pool. Like the second day we were there, we noticed it was like about 2 feet lower because she said they were letting water out to recycle and clean. So, and they do that pretty often. But, and just a tidbit, they use the same recycling or filtered seawater through their cooling systems to help save. It's more friendly to the environment. That's cool. I thought that was cool too.
That sounds like my kind of beach, actually. Where nothing's going to swim up and like
exactly. Yes, and, it yeah. was. It was perfect. Then he also had a little tiny freshwater pool next to it. But this was a large pool, infinity. You know, you swim to the edge, and of course, you can look out, and it's like you're looking out over the water. There's a little grill and bar out there. So that was very nice, very unique, I thought. So then, like I said, the draw, I guess, to that hotel is, that you're right in the heart of the city. So you can experience mm-hmm. either, local culture, local foods, or local restaurants, I should say. Not all the restaurants actually served, local foods. But I would say that hotel, I would think if you were kids, definitely, families with kids, but couples, young couples, I saw a lot of, it seemed like larger groups there as well.
Probably because of the casino, I would think,
Maybe so. Although I would say that casino was not very busy. I couldn't believe it. Oh, and there's no smoke in the casino. Because they don't smoke, they don't allow the smoking in there. So it was a pleasant nice. Environment. Mm-hmm. If you don't like smoke,
that's awesome.
Now, is
you can
this
lose your money
property?
In comfort.
The question was it all inclusive? It's like the other. You can just book it, or you can book it with breakfast included, or you could do an all inclusive there. It would include. Now, they only have the one restaurant. They have a Starbucks, which is included if you get all inclusive. And then
also there's only one restaurant on the entire property.
Well, and then the grill, by the pool, they serve dinner there. I think Thursday through Sunday. I'm not sure about lunch, but yes, the main restaurant in the hotel is where you would take your meals then. And they told me, which I did not take meals there, but there's a buffet for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or you can order a la carte off a menu.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you did not add the
I did not. And I'll be honest, I don't know if the value is there as much at that property because, like you said, you are like feet away from downtown area where there's so many restaurants. There are so many restaurants even a little further, like a 20-minute walk maybe, put you into a different neighborhood where we saw, I actually had an opportunity to eat at one of the restaurants there one night. It was fabulous, very crowded, and it's very popular. But again, good food, good drinks. So I just don't know if the value would be there. Because honestly, I think if you're staying in that area, you probably wanted to go out and sample some of the local cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. There was something.
So they have a kids' club too, looks like.
They have a arcade. And they also, which is not included, you do have to pay for the arcade. Very nice, not huge, but very nice and new, brand new fitness center with showers and changing rooms. So you get your workouts. Actually, both resorts had nice gyms. So, that's cool. Yeah, it was very cool.
If you're
cool.
The type that does that on vacation. Yeah,
exactly.
I used to
not
do
anybody,
that.
Not anybody on this podcast, but.
Not anymore.
Absolutely not.
I did pack my workout clothes. I did not.
I know.
I did not
that
wear
too.
Them.
It's like the only thing that comes
that
home
long
clean.
Ago. Long ago.
I know. I don't even pack them anymore.
I mean, it just depends on my suitcase and how much room I have.
That's precious packing yes. space that you're taking up, ladies. Just let it go.
Just let it go. I will mention one other thing. The second resort, the Renaissance Wind Creek, had it's built around a shopping area. I mean, because it is so close to the cruise port, you've got all all different types of stores that you can shop from the Diamonds International to other like gift stores and not. Too heavy on the souvenirs, but more kind of like a mall type atmosphere.
Okay. So,
yeah. Very nice.
That's cool. They have a beach club too, right? Like a Infinity Beach Club?
The Infinity Beach Club.
So that's what they call their beach area because it's the pool that's like a beach,
That's
bar and restaurant I was mentioning.
Okay. Okay.
So it's not it's not an extra thing.
Right.
Okay. Awesome.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay.
Anything we missed talking about that you want to mention about the resorts or about Curaçao?
Just that, I will say it was just extremely friendly. The people were so nice. I don't know. I had been there before 3 times, actually, but just as a cruise stop. So I don't know if it's a place that a lot of people think of other than, we're going down to the Southern Caribbean, doing the ABC Islands. But tourism is one of their main industries now after oil. The oil refineries have kind of diminished there. So tourism is one of their biggest industries. And I'll put one last plug. there is another Marriott property that will open, they are saying, next year, that is going to be in the kind of downtown area also. That looks to be amazing, and it will be an all-inclusive. So hopefully, maybe one day, one of us will get to go visit there soon, and then we'll have another whole nother podcast about that.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll volunteer.
Very kind of you, Sandy.
Sandy, if you need a
take
roommate,
one for the team. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Anna volunteer. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Thank you, Stacy, for joining us this week.
Yay. You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. On behalf of Elizabeth, Anna, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. God